If the truth were to follow their whims and desires, the heavens and the earth and everyone in them would have been brought to ruin. No, indeed, we have given them their reminder, but they have turned away from it. Today, for some people, rather than being a public service, politics has turned into a profitable industry. In this sense, in politics, someone is considered successful if he hangs on to power. Consolidates and secures it in the face of all unfavorable circumstances and, if possible, acquires even more. Anyone who thinks in this manner can easily resort to all forms of hypocrisy and deception. Far from serving the people, he will have no compunction over trampling their rights underfoot. The situation is even worse in many countries that are governed by decree. People live in terrible poverty and struggle against hunger, drought, and epidemic diseases. Yet their leaders live in terrible debauchery. Just like Mobutu, the dictator of Zaire, who died in 1997. When the Zairean people fought for every loaf of bread, every month, Mobutu would send his private plane to France to fetch his personal coiffeur. Mobutu took possession of all the country's underground resources and diamond deposits and ignored the suffering and starvation of his people. Despots like Mobutu are examples of how lack of faith can silence the voice of conscience. In one verse, God stresses the dimensions of the threat such people pose to society. Whenever he holds the upper hand, he goes about the earth corrupting it, destroying people's crops and breeding stock. God does not love corruption. The fundamental cause of these twisted views and immorality is failure to live by religion. People do not behave in a fair, just, and compassionate way because they have no fear of God. Since they ignore the fact that they will have to account for their actions in the hereafter, they engage in all forms of cruelty and immorality. It is for these reasons that the solution to the injustices in the world lies in the values of the Quran.